to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's important message, The Ministry of Reconciliation, based on 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I would like you this morning to read out loud with me the sermon text. It's printed on the screen. The next slide. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and he died that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. So far the text. Unlike our usual practice, you won't find a sermon outline today. The majority of this message is a story sermon. When you look up the word reconcile in the dictionary, here's what you find. Reconcile. To cause to be friendly again. To settle differences, to bring back to harmony a relationship that has been broken. The very truth of the matter is, and by the way, that's why we're having communion today, again as a reminder, the truth of the matter is, because of our sin and our rebellion, we are not friends with God. Our relationship with Almighty God has been broken because of our sin, and we can't fix it by ourselves. But God, in His great love for us, reconciled us to Himself. He made us friends again. He brought harmony back to our relationship, and He has done this only because and only through the life, death, and resurrection of His Son, our precious Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's what the sermon text from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is talking about today when it says, all of this is from God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ. You and I, this morning, are reconciled with God. We are made God's friends. God has done this for us. And now He gives us the task, the calling, the ministry of being reconcilers, of being those people who help others to become friends with God. But God also wants us. Are you listening this morning? God also wants us to reconcile with others, and you know who that is in your life. Each of us has a relationship in this sin-scarred life that's been broken. Maybe that broken relationship is with a family member, or a friend, a loved one, a co-worker, maybe even a fellow church member. I imagine this morning right now, and now is when this sermon ceases being a sermon and starts to invade our personal lives. I imagine each of you this morning, myself included, can name one person in our heart with whom we need to be reconciled. Now let me share with you the story sermon. The Straight Story is the name of a book and also a movie. It was made into a movie in 1999 by Walt Disney. The movie tells a story of a 73-year-old man who takes a long trip to mend a broken relationship with his estranged brother. Alvin Strait goes to see his brother Lyle, with whom he has not spoken for 10 years. And when Alvin learns that his brother Lyle has had a stroke and is very ill, he determines to set on this journey to reconcile with him, to make things straight. But there's a problem. Alvin no longer has a driver's license or a car. And when I first read and then saw this story, I couldn't believe this story is true. What does Alvin do? He makes a homemade trailer and hitches it to his 1966 John Deere riding lawnmower. And he sets out on a, believe it or not, it is true, a 500-mile trip, 800 kilometers, to go see his brother. He camps out in farmers' fields in the backyards of people who befriend him. He drives the riding lawnmower with his homemade trailer through all kinds of weather. Alvin lets nothing stop him to make things straight with his brother Lyle. Finally, he arrives at the home of his brother Lyle after 6 weeks of journey on the road with his 1966 John Deere riding lawnmower. He steers his riding lawnmower down the dirt road and finds a run-down, broken wooden house, nothing more than a shack. Alvin climbs out of the mower, shuffles toward the house, and calls out, "Lyle! Lyle!" But the look on Alvin's face shows his fear. Perhaps it's too late. Maybe Lyle has died in the 6 weeks it took Alvin to make the journey. But after a lengthy pause comes a voice from the house, "Alvin? Alvin?" Lyle appears at the front door walking with a walker. He invites Alvin to join with him on the nice porch where they sit in rocking chairs silently. Alvin looks at his brother Lyle. Lyle looks at the mower in the trailer. And obviously overcome with emotion and gratitude, Lyle's eyes fills up with tears and asks his brother Alvin, "You mean to tell me you came all this way on that old broken down riding lawnmower just to see me?" This time Alvin's face twitches, betraying his own emotion. His eyes, too, are wet with tears, and he smiles and simply says one word. "Yep." Lyle's glowing face speaks for his heart. He is humbled by his brother's love. The two men sit in silence, sipping lemonade on these rocking chairs, enjoying the wonderful moment of reconciliation. My friends, in case you didn't get the connection, this is the precious message of the Holy Bible. God has reconciled us to Himself by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. As the children have told us this morning, Jesus paid the price for our sins. He has died for your sins and for mine. He has risen from the grave. He has risen. He has risen to give us the gift of everlasting life and victory over sin and death. He has reconciled us to God and everything He did. He did for you. Our relationship with God has been restored. Where does that leave us? Well, as God's reconciled people, we are now to be busy about the task, speaking a word of forgiveness and reconciliation to others in our lives. I don't need to tell you. You know who needs this in your life and your relationships. Please join me to take just a moment in silence to name that one person in your heart. Some years ago, I conducted a funeral for a 34-year-old man, a young man who died unexpectedly. Sad to say, some of his family members and friends had been fighting for a long time and arguing. And believe it or not, even on the day of the funeral, they were doing the same thing. At that funeral service, besides preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, I had to remind them that life is so very, very short. When I was a young man, I never believed it when my mom and dad said, life is so short. The older you get, the faster time flies. Now that I am an old man, I agree. I told these people they just could not waste any more time or waste their lives in any more fighting or anger. That a funeral was a good reminder. It's time for all of us to be reconciled one with the other. God, through Jesus Christ, has reconciled us to Himself. He wants us, Lyle and Alvin Strait, to be reconciled with one another. And for most of us, it doesn't take a 6-week journey on the back of a 66 John Deere riding lawnmower tractor. Join me, please, this morning in prayer, thanking God for reconciling us to Himself. Thanking God that our sins are forgiven. The barrier that stood between us and God has been torn down. And asking God now to help us to be reconcilers in our lives. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Dear Lord, thank you that through Jesus' death and resurrection, our sins are forgiven. You have reconciled us to yourself. Please help us today, Lord, to be reconcilers, to be those who forgive and love others. Help us to forgive because you forgave us first. Help us to love because you loved us first. Today, O Lord, please place into our hearts and to our minds someone to whom we can give the gift of reconciliation. And then in Jesus' name, by the power of His Holy Spirit, help us to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.